Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
What's the question? I think you just answer your own question.
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, the question.
How you doing, buddy?
Is I'm not. The show starts at 10. Not 10:03.
It did start at 10.
No, it didn't.
It did start at 10.
The show starts at 10.
It just didn't get on the air.
10:00. Who do I talk to? It starts at 10, not 10:03. Anyway, good morning.
We were having a show. It just
Norm
wasn't
texted
on the air.
Me panicked. Did you call in? No, I'm here, Pop. Yeah.
No, you're you, not baby. The Cowboys.
Boy, I apologize to you and Evan for that.
I'm done betting.
Did you spend a lot?
Right, that's well, back I'm down out. To zero.
Evan, you okay back there?
Back down to zero.
Evan was asking me, good, when is payday? I'm like, oh, boy.
Man,
they stink. But the Niners 6-3.
Niners are 6-3. Trade deadline today.
What you expect?
1:00. What do I expect?
Seriously.
I expect the...
Niners.
I expect the 49ers either not to make a move or to make a move for a player we may never heard of.
What about Chubb from Miami, Steiny?
You brought him up.
I'm just like, he's still out there, and I know some stuff has been going on, and Sauce Gardner just went to the Colts, so they're going for it. The Seahawks added a speedy receiver, Rashid. So I don't know. What's too expensive?
Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah, thank you.
I had him on my fantasy team.
And we got our guy Ross Tucker coming up. What time, Steiny? 11?
11:30, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider.
What's too expensive for 6-3? If we go Kenny Rogers, the gambler, going all in. Or do you just ride this out?
Well, what would you? I would say that if the 49ers give up a first or second, that's a pretty big move.
Chubb ain't worth that.
Maybe even a third. Fourth or fifth, to me, would be getting a guy in here you think can help, obviously.
What's the
right
biggest
away.
Need to you? I heard Shasky this morning say
defense,
offense.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I ain't feeling the offense. I mean, you need a little bit of everything. Don't get me wrong, but it's got to be the D. You need somebody to get after the quarterback. Known guy to get after the quarterback.
I do think the one thing we're going to find out today is what the 49ers think of the 49ers. Because they're 6-3. They've put themselves in a situation where this thing is now doable. And how in do you go? If you think
LL Cool J,
without Warner and without Bosa that you really can't be good enough to compete from this point on, then you got to get some players in here. Then the question becomes, how much is too much to give up? So what?
I know Dibs was talking about during the crossover yesterday, Williams from New York, and he didn't expect him to be moved. I know the line would be around the corner. But what's really out there worthy of it, if you wanted to go all in? I don't know what's out there, Steiny, that could come in and give you those dividends. But I'll just say this, and that's why I brought up Ross. I mean, this 6-3, it's only 9 games. It's special. And it's special to me only because what you've had to overcome. But, man – you do have some projects that the Niners need to fix in regard to the draft and the future. So, Steiny, you don't want to overdo it, and you're right. We'll find out. We don't even know who the quarterback's going to be this Sunday. We'll get to that with the Kyle sound. But to me, I mean, some moves around the edges, I stole that from you. I could understand that, but I don't know. We will find out what they think about this 6-3, but you can't force it, right? And if there's not Lawrence Taylor out there, I guess you just status quo and you keep riding this special, whatever, however they're making this work, duct tape, gorilla goo, glue, you ride it out.
Yeah, I just think we're going to find out how much Lynch and Shanahan believe in this team. I'd be shocked if they give up a 1, 2, or 3 for somebody who's not under contract next year. Because, I mean, I just feel like this year's still such a dice roll. Even if you get some help in here, you know you're still missing your two best defensive players.
Man.
You know, I'm talking to the boss beforehand, and I'm just thinking to myself, they probably don't think they're a Super Bowl champion, so that's probably how they have to go about it.
But the Warriors didn't think they were going to win the 22 finals.
Well, did they make a move that...
No, I'm just saying mindset, though. You know, you come into the year thinking, looking at each other like, we hope, but anything can happen in sports is my point.
Yeah, I mean, but do you want to give up future stuff for going for it this year? I mean, if you truly think the NFL's a year-to-year league.
I'm not, Steiny.
Well, then.
Because I don't think that player's out there.
Then don't make a move.
Okay. I would say. Like Chubb, if he were, I mean, he would help. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to use the capital on him thinking he's going to come have the impact of Bosa and Warner combined.
Patently fraudulent says, who is Rashid Shaheed? He's a wide receiver.
From the Saints. Speed.
Played for the Saints. Yeah. He's a can opener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
he's got speed.
Seattle's a problem. But Niners already beat him, though. Rams are a problem.
Yeah.
Niners already beat him, though. And they play this Sunday. I can't wait. I just want to see who's quarterbacking.
Kyle
said something.
We'll get into what Kyle said on the other side. I'll play that for everybody. Would you like to see the 49ers do something? And if so, what?
And would you be mad if they didn't or if they don't?
Yeah, you know what?
I think you'd be spoiled.
Yeah, I think this year's been such an outlier that 49er fans would understand if they didn't make a move. If they didn't make a move, to me, that tells me not just that, you know, they didn't want to take a big gamble, but it also tells me that they don't think the player that they would have gotten could make a big-time difference.
Yeah.
I think it's a tough needle for them to thread right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do anything, but I think the most likely thing is they'll probably get some help in here on defense.
Okay. Now, the only dumb question I've learned this, Donnie, is the one you don't ask. So I mentioned Shasky saying maybe he would take help on both sides of the ball. Do I assume a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush? Do I assume Pearsall and Ayuk are coming back and that Jennings can hold up and wide receiver is not a position of need? Like, would you be shocked if a receiver came in here for the Niners? I think I would at this point because the intel says at least Pearsall is not done for the year and should be back, right?
I mean, only they know what's going on with Pearsall and Ayuk and how close they are. I kind of feel like they have enough receivers, especially if they get one of those guys back. But now the question becomes, what's going on with Ricky Pearsall and how soon can he come back? But I think for the time being, they brought, Valdez-Scantling in here. He's not here anymore.
Well, you got Watkins. He made his first catch.
Yeah, and you got some guys. You got Watkins. You got Jennings. Bourne's been playing well. Kittle's still there. So maybe you think you can get it done with the guys you got here. Yeah,
Bourne been quiet of late. Not you know, helping, but just quiet.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What would you like to see the 49ers do?
So do we go to 10-13 to make up for the 3 minutes?
No.
Wow.
Just comes out
our check, huh?
Yeah, it just gets shaved off our...
Speaking of shaved, you see Evan? We got rid of the handlebar. Yeah, that's looking right. Good.
I thought something was different. Yeah. So anyway, you get rid of a first or second or third round pick to me, then you're getting a guy in here who probably should be here past the year. Maybe you just try to get somebody in here because you need bodies. But 888-957-9570. We'll get more clarity on the 49ers' future for sure in the next 2 or 3 hours. Also, Kyle Shanahan probably made his strongest statement regarding the quarterback position that he's made in his tenure, maybe? I don't know. We'll get into that on the other side because it's very intriguing, especially with the Rams coming up on Sunday. We got Ross Tucker, too, at 11:30, Odyssey's NFL Insider. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, open it. I didn't know.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You remember that?
I have no idea.
When you blew us all away with your card for Baron Davis for happy birthday, and I got to tell you, my phone went off. I won't tell you who it was. Few people, they were like, was that real? I said, yeah, he gave him a card.
He cannot be that guy.
We laughed at the cafeteria, you, Evan, and I. Yes. All we need is a camera there. We'd be famous and rich. I really believe so.
I don't want a camera in there.
You're a star in there, Steiny. If you could just bring that here. That's Steiny.
Really?
I'm playing.
Okay. We got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of guys today. Ross Tucker coming up at 11:30, Odyssey NFL Insider. Phoenix takes on the Warriors tonight at Chase Center. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Did you see the line on that? Warriors minus 10.5. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But what we're talking about right now are the San Francisco 49ers. They have a trade deadline coming up at 1 o'clock. We know they're banged up, particularly on defense. Does John Lynch make a move, yes or no? And how big a move does he make, if he in fact makes one? We'll find all that out. We'll bat some names around. But yesterday, Kyle Shanahan was asked about the quarterback situation. And Mac Jones is quarterback the last 5 games. Brock Purdy still with turf toe. And now here come the Rams this weekend coming into Levi Stadium. Here's what Kyle Shanahan said about Brock Purdy and Mac Jones and Brock Purdy's progress.
Brock's status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to, kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
Yeah, they're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock. The uncertainty of the toe, it is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
All right, I want to take one more listen to that because I want to jot down a couple things that stuck out to me, Gil.
Okay.
One more time. This is question included.
Brock's status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to, kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
Yeah, they're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock, the uncertainty of the toe, it is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
All right, so according to Shanahan, no matter how well or poorly Mac Jones plays, When Brock Purdy's Brock Purdy, he's going right back into the starting lineup.
And that's, I've always thought that.
That's what I heard.
Okay, and you said something before the breaks, Donnie. It's not that I disagree or you made this up, but, you know, a lot of people made something out of what Kyle said in regard to basically telling you who his number one is, but didn't he do that with that monster contract that Brock Purdy got? So, at the end of the day, I believe that wasn't just lip service. And I go CNN with the politics of the money. Brock Purdy is this team's starting quarterback. Mac Jones is 5-2. He's been great, you know, not perfect. And I really, truly believe, Steiny, do they know already that Brock may not ever be this season fully 100%? And if that's the case, then you can finesse it and whisper sweet nothings about Brock Purdy. But Kyle was doing that to us, the stations, the TVs, the writers, the fans that are saying, is there a conundrum here? No, he's not. But my thing is going, you know, Perry Mason, Dick Tracy's, Donnie, you could say all that, but if the toe does not cooperate, the turf toe for Brock, you can say what we already know, Brock's your guy, but he's not your guy until he's healthy. But what if that day doesn't come?
Which one do you think he's saying?
The one where they put the John Hancock on the contract, so Brock is their guy.
I think they think Brock is their guy, but what I heard Kyle Shanahan say right there, and the biggest phrase within that quote to me was, mm-hmm. when Brock is Brock. That leaves it up, in my mind, to Kyle Shanahan. And if Kyle Shanahan, for whatever reason, doesn't think Purdy's 100%, he's just going to say Purdy's not 100%, and he's going to continue to go to Mac Jones and say, yeah, when Brock's ready, he's ready, and then I'll put him in there. But I think it buys him another few weeks for sure.
Yeah.
If he doesn't believe Brock Purdy's ready –
But what if that's naturally the case, though, Stone?
What do you mean?
The toe, it fluctuates. They don't know when he's going to be ready.
Well, then,
and I'll add in if.
If it fluctuates, then they're going with Mac Jones, yeah. I think. And that's kind of my point, is if, you know, Brock Purdy's been working out on the side. He's been limited. He hasn't really done anything. It kind of feels like he might need a week to get ready. In other words, as the number one, to get reps with the starting unit. But I still think Mac Jones is quarterbacking Sunday.
Mm.
Do you?
I know you said you didn't make much of Brock traveling, and I just saw him on TV and the things that, you know, he was trying to get accomplished the week prior. So to answer your question, Stoney, what if I told you the competitor in me, that I think the competitor is in Brock? If he is healthy, why not come back to slay the Rams and not leave, you know, because then, you know, I got to stand on business in regard to my take that there's nothing going on here in regard to a competition. It is truly about the healthier quarterback. But if, you know, if I'm Brock Purdy, is it the fact that it's the Rams and we're at home and I've been out so damn long? If I'm 79%, I say I'm 92. Because, again, when you say it's up to Kyle, you're right. But the bottom line is he can't look inside that toe and see what percentage the toe is. You almost – it's one of those things where you got to roll the dice like Jacksonville and go out there and pain management, pain tolerance. What if it's that and Brock looks at the Rams like, this is when I want to return?
Well, it's up to the coach.
Yeah. And is there a leash? Is there a quarter or a half where Brock might look rusty, or well, you could tell?
If it's Brock's team, he's got to be able to play through the rust, mm-hmm. if it is Brock's team. But I want you guys to listen to this one more time, and I just want to know what you're hearing Kyle Shanahan say.
Brock's status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to, you know, kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
Yeah, they're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock. The uncertainty of the toe, it is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
All right. As soon as Brock can play like Brock.
I
hear Shanahan there saying, when Brock can play like Brock. Well, guess who gets to make that determination through watching him at practice is Shanahan. Yeah. So now I do think it's 100% in Shanahan's. Yeah, obviously it's Shanahan's decision, but now he can do anything he wants. If Mac Jones starts, we will conclude that Purdy's not ready.
Yeah, he's losing the battle to turf toe.
If Purdy plays, that means Kyle expects him to be the quarterback that day and for the rest of the season and to essentially get the 49ers into the postseason.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle, I kind of like what he's doing. If there is some, what word am I looking for, Sonny? I said finesse earlier. I'll use it again. If he's, hey, there's nothing to see here, people. Brock Purdy is dealing with a significant injury. It's called turf toe, and we are in good hands. But I do like the fact that he's just saying or calling the shot, telling everybody or reminding them, Brock's our guy. But, Stani, maybe he's 3 weeks away from getting back to the field.
Exactly.
So Brock has another battle bigger than the Rams or any other team on the schedule is defeating this turf toe. But I think the timing was calculated. That's what I'm looking for. And Kyle just letting everybody know, hey, we put a ring on the finger of Brock. We may know for a fact he's not coming back for 3 more weeks, but he's our guy. But you still ride Mac into this showdown with the Rams at 6-3.
Well, also, as it relates to Brock Purdy, just batting it around before the show with Evan, and, he's like, if Mac Jones and the 49ers beat the Rams on Sunday in what we all know is going to be a really tough game, I mean, Evan threw out there, doesn't he have to keep starting maybe for the rest of the year? And what I'm hearing Shanahan say is no.
No, exactly. And I get both sides, but
if he beats the Rams again.
Well, he's already beat the Rams.
Again.
Okay. I got you.
Then I do think.
Then he's just lip service then.
No. I don't know. I don't know if it's lip service or not.
I believe even if he beat the Rams 5 times, I'm having some fun, Stani. I believe the coach, I take him for his word. At his word. It don't matter. You know what I mean? When my guy's ready to go.
It's going to get harder and harder.
I understand that.
What's
harder? What's difficult? Hey, my starting quarterback's healthy. Forget the fans and the riders. He's going back out there.
Well, it's
going
to be harder and harder and harder to bring Purdy back the longer and longer this goes, I think. Mm. And I do think the Rams game, if they were to beat the Rams, go to 7-3. Now we're 10 games into the year.
You got action at the division. You got that now, but yeah.
I'm just saying, at that point, maybe Kyle Shanahan says, you know what? Mac Jones is better than Brock right now, and this toe is a problem, and so Mac's going to keep quarterbacking. Mm. Like, it's not a matter of trust Kyle. Yeah. I look at Kyle, and I believe he's answering questions, which gives him, the most wiggle room to do whatever he wants, and he'll have an explanation for it. And I think he's in a spot now where he clarified that yesterday, and the assumption's going to be if Purdy's not playing, he's still hurt. That's going to be the assumption. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
That part doesn't really matter if it's a fan's point of view.
Yeah, and actions speak louder than words. And, I got PTSD from Mike D saying Jordan Poole was going nowhere, and then 24 hours later he was gone. So I get that, Stani, and it's lip service. But the bottom line is, do you feel like, and I asked you kind of yesterday, Brock's closer to playing, or tomorrow is a big day for you or anybody out there, or are we going to get the whole what we saw last night, Jacoby Brissett and Kyler Murray up until kickoff if he's going to go the whole Lamar Jackson thing? Like, do you throw the Rams off, or do you like, hey, if it's Brock or Mac, they're the same dude to us to defend? McCaffrey.
I think if Brock Purdy's healthy – and Kyle Shanahan's being truthful, then he's going to play on Sunday against the Rams. But I don't know. I think Kyle has carved himself a little time here, carved out himself a little time here to kind of keep rolling with Mac and just let Purdy get healthier.
And maybe that's the natural, the organic way to do this. Like maybe Brock can't play. You know?
Maybe he can't. Maybe he can't play. I do think the one thing that, I mean, what happened during the Jacksonville game? I mean,
that was a bad performance from Brock Purdy.
And he got more hurt in that game. Mm. So, you know, you start hearing about Burrow and those guys. Maybe the injury suffered against Jacksonville, we should have been talking about 6 or 8 weeks after that. I don't know. The question I have for 49er fans, though, is do you believe Kyle Shanahan that it is Brock's team? And when Brock is healthy, when Brock is Brock, he will become the 49ers' number one quarterback like he's always been. Do you think it's that simple? 888-957-9570 is the number. I think he's looking for reasons to stay with Mac Jones right now. I do.
Now, that's interesting. And I can't say that you're wrong, but I'll say if I wanted to say, Stoney, I believe you're wrong, we could just keep playing that cutover from Kyle because he's kind of telling you, you know, I got my guy. But how much of this is the fact that nobody wants to talk? It's the dirty little secret. You're paying, you know, $3.5, $4 million to a guy in Mac Jones who has a stronger arm, who's 5-2, and then you paid Brock Purdy all this money, and then a lot of fans, I believe, Stoney, help me if I'm wrong, don't see, you know, too much difference between the two. Then it boils down to, why would you pay quarterback A all this money when you're getting the same production or you could get the same production from Mac Jones? So if I'm Kyle and John and I invested in Brock Purdy and the contract hadn't even started year one, Stoney, I'm sorry. There's no way I'm opening myself up to, oh, my gosh, they got second thoughts. Well,
they've had a lot of second thoughts at quarterback since Shanahan's been here.
But Trey Lance never had the success that Brock Purdy's had, a Super Bowl and two NFC championship visits. My point, Stoney, is just from afar, I wouldn't want people to think we made a mistake and we invested in Brock Purdy and now we're going with the, you know, what's next in regard to Mac Jones. There's just something that I believe any entity, any boss, any group would try to avoid. I don't want to call it a disaster, but open themselves up to interesting.
I actually do not think this is a disaster. I actually think it may end up working out extremely well. Like the other thing is, you know, you said they don't want to have to admit they made a mistake. I think we're way early for that. I'm sure you think so too. The 49ers, it's too early to say they made a mistake.
Because Brock's their guy.
Then again, I'm always a big believer in that. If you think you made a mistake, go fix it. Go fix it. Now, I don't know what that looks like with the 49ers.
Because he's not healthy, allegedly, right now. So there's nothing to see here.
I think there is something to see here.
Is that why you think he came out? Or, well, he was asked the question.
He was asked specifically about it, and he had to get the answer.
Now, if Brock says, I'm ready to go, and he's not playing, then we got action.
Well, what if?
Or to Evan's point, you think there's a point to where Mac and this offense or the guys deserve to just, if this thing goes 2 more weeks and he's not able to play, and let's just say they're 7 or 8-3, at that point, to Evan's point, do you think it's just fair, not that you're our future franchise quarterback, but for the betterment of the team and offense, we need to just ride this out with Mac and you heal?
I mean,
like, I feel like that's an exit that might be on the freeway.
Brock Purdy's under contract. And he's not healthy. So why wouldn't you come at it from the other way? You know what? He is our franchise quarterback. So you know what? He's not touching the field for another month. Maybe you go ahead and do it that way.
Can't be mad at you on that one.
The other thing is, you know, what do you do with Mac Jones next year? You bring them both back?
Or who's going to be? Maybe you get something. Stoney, people are going to be calling. And who's to say he's not in the embryo stages of his Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold reclamation project? I mean, come on now, Mac Jones, he's looking good.
Let's go to Douglas in Contra Costa. Hey, Douglas, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, yeah, I'm out of Discovery Bay. I'm on four, though. I'm headed towards the bay.
All right.
I just want to remind folks that, you know, this is the same injury that Patrick Willis had, and Patrick kept saying he was good, and he tried to play through it, and the injury got worse. He ended up needing a surgery, and it ended up ending his career. So I think the coaching staff, they want to protect Brock from himself because he's going to keep saying he's good even when he's not.
I don't disagree with that.
How about this to both of you? He did it once, maybe learned a lesson, they learned a lesson, but Stani, they haven't done it again. So maybe they know, hey, this is serious.
I think it's definitely serious. He doesn't practice. Yeah. I mean, he really hasn't practiced. And I'm talking about Brock Purdy. And now the question becomes, you know, if he practices Wednesday or Thursday, does he jump right back in there? Mm-hmm. And Kyle Shanahan is seeming to say Purdy's going to jump right back there. He's going to jump right back in there when he's healthy. I just think that's another vague statement, I would do the same thing if I were Kyle Shanahan. Give yourself every option under the sun without making it seem like something big is happening or one of the quarterbacks is an issue. That's why he was like, I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And it is. And that's why it's a big reason Mac Jones started there 6-3 and him being the Geico to what could have been a devastating injury for the whole team and unit. And I mean, the fact that they're 6-3 still, you know, I know it's early, but it's not early. Stani's just kind of it's remarkable.
This from JFA on the YouTube chat. There's no avoiding reality. Mac is playing well and Brock is still not 100%, and playing him is not smart for the team or Brock Purdy. All signs point to Mac Jones being quarterback one the rest of the season.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what week it is, but I do think there is a time this season where if Mac Jones has quarterbacked 8, 9, 10 in a row, then we do get to a point where it's getting later into the season, we're making the playoffs, and do we want to bring Brock Purdy back, you know, week 15? I don't know what you do there, Gil.
And again, you know, if we look at the resume, and it's not fair to Mac Jones because he hadn't been here long enough, but, you know, I haven't forgotten, and obviously the Niners brass hasn't because they rewarded Brock with that contract. But the bottom line is, this is a guy that's taking you to a Super Bowl, multiple NFC championship games. If I asked you this lovely Tuesday morning, Stani, honestly, when both...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
They're healthy under Kyle Shanahan. What's the discrepancy, or how big of a difference is there between the two quarterbacks in your opinion?
There's not a ton. There's just not a ton. To me, the difference is, you know, mobility is a big one that I give Purdy, you know, give him the leg up there. Yeah. No pun intended. The stronger arm I give to Mac Jones. But the reality of the contract does make Brock Purdy the number one quarterback. The problem is that if he's not healthy enough to be your number one quarterback, he's just not going to be your number one quarterback right now. He's not going to be your number one quarterback until he's, you know, running as fast as he used to run. He's as elusive as he used to be. And that, you know, it's a fair question. Well, how are you going to know that before you put him in a game? I don't know the answer to that.
And maybe he'll help you saying, you know, I felt something or I feel something. then at that point, like he did after Jacksonville, said he called Kyle or texted him the next morning, then you know, okay, we might need to sit him for the duration of the season.
I mean, and the other thing, too, is the 49ers, they may be worried about this turf toe.
I think they should.
They probably are. Well, then there's if they're worried about the turf toe, there's nothing to do. Then you can't do anything. He's got a heel, and you got to go with Mac Jones. And under that scenario, if this toe is something they're concerned about, then we're going to need two quarterbacks probably for the rest of the year. And God forbid, maybe next year if this thing were to linger. But I don't know how long it's going to last. I just don't think that – I would be surprised if Kyle Shanahan puts Purdy back in there on Sunday against the Rams.
Because of the – it's the Rams or just
– Because I don't think Shanahan – I think Shanahan just doesn't think he's as locked in or as healthy as Mac Jones. And this might be the one to go with the quarterback who's been quarterbacking. What do you guys think, 49er fans? 888-957-9570. Who are you going with Sunday? If Brock Purdy says, I'm ready, coach. According to Shanahan, then it's easy. Purdy's going to quarterback. What you say? The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Hall of Famer-to-be Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot. And if you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. And the last home game, it filled up very quickly, the shuttle did. So go to 957thegame.com right now to register. That segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.